and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, will you call roll, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Ms. Treem.
Here.
Mr. Keel.
Here.
Mr. Jones.
Here.
Ms. Hale.
Here.
Ms. Bladyshevsky.
Here.
Mr. Edwardson.
Here.
Mr. Bryson.
Present.
Ms. Becker.
Here.
Mayor Weldon.
Here.
The quorum is present.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. And I don't believe there's any special order of business, so we will move to approval of minutes. Ms. Becker.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I would like to ask approval of the minutes. I move for approval of the minutes and ask for unanimous consent.
Any objection? Seeing and hearing none, so moved. Manager's request for agenda changes.
Madam Mayor, I have one request, and that would be under the consent agenda ordinances for introduction under H, Ordinance 2018-11-Y. That's the ordinance appropriating funds from Fish and Game for the Malaga Harbor project. I would just like to amend the manager's recommendation to include referral to the Public Works and Facilities Committee. So introduce tonight and refer to Public Works and Facilities Committee.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Manager. All right, public participation on non-agenda items. Mr. Crail, you want to speak? Is that what you said? I'm sorry. It's a new year. We forgot to look for the sheet.
Boy, put my name on there.
Yep.
William Quail, 415 will be number 305. I sent you all an email. It's scratch out misunderstanding. It was misrepresentation and replace it with a misunderstanding, because I was told that past 10th Street, the speed limit goes up. Well, you can't go on Egan at all with any bike on Egan, okay, with any bike. But you can. The normal bike trail is on Glacier, and you can go on Glacier very safely to the Fish Hatchery. And the Fish Hatchery only takes 35 minutes to get there. So it's feasible to tell people from the Seawalk that they can give them something else, you know, a nice ride through on Juneau. And we can do it safely. When we cross Egan at the light, I've crossed them at least 97 times and without any problems. So there shouldn't be any problem when it comes to traffic. I mean, most of the time you're Glacier is pretty low, has low traffic, and if you look on the video how far people go around me, I mean, they probably, you know, a lot of them go way across. They don't even go near me at all. So, but I wanted to show that, you know, when you want something, you should try to show that you want to do this safely. And hey, if I'm gonna, the insurance is gonna be going up, because there's no carrier, and luckily because I'm an insurance agent, I can get lines. I'll still be able to get the insurance for my pedicab service. But it is really, the last thing I want is I need a claim. Okay, I don't want any claims. I can't afford any claims. I'd probably lose coverage if I did. And so I don't want any risk. My passengers any, and there's no need to say mother may I when it comes to, you know, saying you can't do it. Okay, I rather eventually we're going to have a situation on the Seawalk is going to go all the way to Overstreet Park, and I want to eventually be able to take people at night. Overstreet Park at night, it looks really cool at night. It's all lit up, but there's no people on it. Okay,
it's all right. Thank you, Mr. Quail. Any questions for Mr. Quail? All right, thank you.
Thank you.
And any other public participation on non-agenda items? Okay, very few public today, so we'll move on to the consent agenda. Public requests for consent agenda changes. Assembly requests for consent agenda changes. Assembly action. Madam Deputy Mayor.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I would move the consent agenda as amended and ask for unanimous consent.
Seeing, hearing no objection, so moved. Which brings us to public hearing. Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Ordinance 2018-47, an ordinance amending the health and sanitation code relating to smoking limitations.
Mr. Manager.
CBJ has code provisions that restrict smoking. The state recently enacted SB 63 to restrict smoking statewide. Although most of the SB 63 provisions are the same or similar to CBJ code, there are slight differences. This ordinance would amend CBJ code to be consistent with SB 63, which minimizes confusion as to where people can smoke and makes it easier for the smoking restrictions to be enforced. Committee of the Whole discussed this matter at its meetings on October 22nd and November 15, 2018. As an advisory note, on December 20, 2018, the Marijuana Control Board voted to adopt regulations to allow marijuana consumption in certain retail premises with an endorsement. Draft regulations allow for local options to prohibit on-site consumption. In addition, the draft regulations allow local government to protest specific on-site consumption endorsements. CBJ currently prohibits smoking marijuana in private clubs and in enclosed marijuana retail premises. Ordinance 2018-47 does not alter those existing marijuana smoking prohibitions. I intend to discuss on-site marijuana consumption regulations with the Committee of the Whole on February 4, 2019. I recommend you adopt this ordinance.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. Is there any member of the public that wants to speak on this ordinance? Hearing none, we'll move it to the assembly. Mr. Jones.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I would move that the assembly approve ordinance 2018-47, and I do have a specific amendment.
Okay.
In addition to the state law that changed for the smoking, they also passed Senate Bill 15, which dealt with vaping and the definitions of vaping and the age in which individuals could purchase vaping. So in talking with the attorney today and reviewing this, I wanted to make sure that we were also in compliance with that. So this changes CBJ 36-6005, which was not in this bill. And so what it does is it adds the term under smoking, under the definitions, or use of electronic smoking product, which is something that the state put forward. And then up above is the definition of electronic smoking product, based on Senate Bill 15 definition at the state. So this would just bring us into compliance with a different ordinance dealing with smoking and vaping, and would just affect the definition section of 36-6005. And so I would move this amendment, and if I can't answer your questions, maybe Mr. Palmer can.
Questions for Mr. Jones or Mr. Palmer? Mr. Palmer, do you wish to speak on this at all? Okay. Ms. Becker.
Thank you. I'd just like a few minutes to read this.
Okay.
So not to go straight into any kind of vote at this time.
The only thing that changes is right there.
Just a question. Where I'm looking at the 36-6005, So that's not in here, so we would add a new section?
No. The definition section was not being altered, so it wasn't in part of this ordinance for introduction. It is an existing section, 05. This would just amend 05, so it would add.
I know what I'm saying. From the convention of our ordinances, it would go in front of section 2.
Yes,
section
it would.
2 says 3660.010, so I assume
correct.
It goes 3660.050.
Yes.
So you'd add a new section there.
Right.
And renumber the whole thing. And that's fine, Mr. Palmer?
Correct, Madam Deputy Mayor. As the handout that Mr. Jones provided that I drafted on his request, I tentatively identified it as Section 6, but if the Assembly wants to move it around.
No, it's fine.
You're circling things. Ms. Becker.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. In the section 15 to 24, is there any way that dilutes or lessens the strength of our ordinance? Mr. If I could ask the...
Mr. Palmer?
Thank you. It actually broadens the definition of smoking slightly to include products other than tobacco, nicotine, or marijuana, so it's a little bit broader there. There is a little bit of redundancy because our current code does currently prohibit certain vaping types of smoking, but I don't believe that redundancy is harmful.
I just wanted to hear you say it also. Thank you.
Sorry, Ms. Hale.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I just want to make sure... Is this definition of smoking beginning on line 15 in this edition, is this consistent with state law?
So that is our definition of smoking that's existing, and it was found to be constitutional when it was a challenge in a Supreme Court case that went up a few years ago. So I know it's been tested. Does it mimic state law? It's slightly different, but it's because of the way ours was created first and then state law came in after it. We're not required to make any substantive changes to it that I know of to date.
Follow up?
Sure.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Palmer. So I'm just pausing at us creatively defining smoking, but you say that this definition of smoking itself has gone to the courts?
Correct. So I don't remember the name of the case off the top of my head. I believe it was either an Eagles or
Eagles
case. Thank you. And the question was, could the city prohibit smoking in private clubs or private facilities? And the Supreme Court found that our ordinance, based on that definition of smoking or one that was in existence at that time, was constitutional.
Thank you, Mr. Palmer. So what I'm wondering is, did that include vaping, our definition of smoking at that time?
I don't remember. I doubt it, just based on the era in which vaping came around.
Thank you.
One more follow-up, or are you good?
One more follow-up. My only hesitation is that it's an expansive definition of smoking, and I just want to make sure we don't get in trouble with expanding the definition of smoking beyond what it actually is. Even though I completely agree with including vaping in this.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Blaschus.
So in our current definition of smoking, we already have, or the use of any non-combustible product that provides a vapor of liquid nicotine. So is that not vaping?
So that is the existing vaping. However, the electronic smoking product is more than just nicotine or marijuana, so it covers more products than that.
Ms. Becker?
I was going to say the same thing. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Jones, did you have your hand up? I'll get to Mr. Keel. Sorry. I'm just trying to keep my order.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So, Mr. Palmer, it looks like this definition of electronic smoking product matches the one that the state passed last year. Any significant differences?
It's identical to what was passed in Senate Bill 15, with one exception. The Senate Bill 15 had exempted marijuana from this vaping definition, and because we prohibit marijuana in the definition of smoking, I deleted that exemption. So to make it consistent with our code. Otherwise, it's identical.
Right, but that the marijuana thing is status quo.
Correct.
That's, okay. So then it seems to me, and this might be for Mr. Jones, the benefit of adding this definition is that it gets at the situation when we first wrote this definition of smoking to include vaping. There was a concern that about enforceability, where someone would say, oh, no, this vape pen doesn't have nicotine in it. It just has flavors. Mm. And what do we do? Do we have it tested for a smoking ticket? Probably. This eliminates that problem.
That's correct. And Senate Bill 15 basically did that at the state level. So if you look at Senate Bill 15, it talked about vaping with nicotine products, and it added to that the use of electronic smoking product so that you got to that expanded definition that if it didn't contain nicotine, it's still smokable, it's still vapes. And so they had this definition, and that's why it's here.
Mr. Bryson.
This would be to Attorney Palmer. Is this definition broad enough so that maybe in the next 10 years, any future way of somebody intoxifying themselves, is this broad enough that it covers any new products or devices that might come online or in the market? I mean, is it broad enough to just say, hey, we don't want you smoking any type of any way, shape, or form in accordance with CBJ ordinances?
Yes. That's the best I can do at this point based on the current technology that we can anticipate.
Thank you, Attorney Palmer.
Okay. Any further discussion? I believe Mr. Jones asked for unanimous consent with his...
On the amendment, yes.
On the amendment. Any objections to his amendment? Seeing and hearing none, now we'll go back to the motion.
Then I would ask that the Assembly approve Ordinance 2815-47 as amended and ask for unanimous consent.
Any objections? Seeing and hearing none, so moved. Okay, just a B, Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Ordinance 2018-11-T, an ordinance appropriating to the manager the sum of $380,000 as funding for the Juneau International Airport's Replace Exit Lane System Capital Improvement Project, funding provided by the Airport Fund's fund balance.
Mr. Manager.
The secured exit lane is the primary egress from the departure lounge and a controlled access point. This project is ineligible for funding through the Airport Improvement Program, and requests for TSA and port grants have been denied. At its November 13, 2018 meeting, the Airport Board approved this action. Public Works and Facilities Committee reviewed this ordinance at its meeting on December 10, 2018, and forwarded it to the full Assembly for approval. I recommend you adopt this ordinance.
Thank you, Mr. Manager. And since we have Ms. Watto here, can we go ahead and bring her up? Because I know there were some questions that were floating around earlier. Go ahead and identify yourself, please.
Thank you. Patty Watto, Airport Manager.
Any questions for Ms. Watto? Okay, Mr. Bryson.
My first question is, why were funds not approved from either TSA or port grants? Is this a requirement by the FAA? And then if they're requiring it, why aren't they back or helping fund it?
Through the mayor. Thank you. Excellent question. We have a lot of unfunded mandates throughout. This is actually a Department of Homeland Security requirement through TSA that airports somehow, and it was relayed on to the airport number of years ago, that we are in charge of this exit lane, protecting it somehow. Because exit lanes in a lot of airports, they're either through a controlled device, such as what we're looking at and what we have currently right now, or through manpower, through personnel. In this case, because it can be handled through personnel, the FAA, through airport improvement dollars, even though it's a TSA requirement, will not fund anything that has to do with that personnel could normally take care of. So they'd say, if you're going to have equipment doing this, we're not paying for it. So that's why FAA airport improvement dollars won't pay for it. The other grants through Department of Homeland Security and TSA, they won't cover these as well. They'll cover certain things like law enforcement at checkpoints, but only for a fraction of the time that law enforcement is at the checkpoint. The rest of it is required to pay through airlines, which in our case, they pay a very large amount for the residual of law enforcement. So this falls into that same category as to why they won't cover these charges.
Thank you.
Any other questions? So I have one, since nobody else has one. And you kind of alluded to it, but the operators pretty much fund the airport funds balance, and what is Alaska Airlines' take on this expenditure of funds?
They understand this completely because it would be about $160,000 annually if we put personnel there. So in a little over 2 years, we could have this system paid for. The airlines, Alaska Airlines in particular, fully approved this since it is their funds with our rates and fees that makes up this airport fund balance.
All right, thank you. All right. No further questions. Whose turn would it be? Mr. Bryson.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I move that we pass Ordinance 2018-11, an ordinance appropriating manager to the sum of $380,000 for funding the Juneau International Airport Replacement Exit System, and I ask for unanimous consent.
Seeing, hearing no objection, so moved. Thank you, Ms. Waddle.
Thank you.
Madam Mayor, and I just add that they will add the T.
Yes.
When they write it. Yeah. That T is important.
Assuming Madam Kirk picked that up.
Thank you, Mrs. Becker.
All right. Any unfinished business for the assembly?
No unfinished business.
Any new business?
I have no new business. Thank you.
Staff report?
I also have no staff report.
You enjoyed your holidays, obviously. Assembly reports. For the mayor's report, I hope everybody had a good holidays, and hope everybody has a happy new year. We were pretty quiet as an assembly throughout the holiday season, and I confess that I was pretty quiet also and just kind of hunkered down and stayed home a lot. So I did go to the promotion ceremony for Jamie Johns at the fire department, and he's got promoted to captain, and that's a long time coming for Miss Captain Johns, and he's already on shift taking over his place. And that was a retirement of Captain Keith Walker, who was of my era, so it's nice to see that Keith gets to enjoy his scotch and motorcycle now. So hopefully not together.
Yeah, not the same.
And also promoted Sean Ray to engineer, and anybody who knew about the scholarship program, he was one of my scholarship kids, so it was fun to see someone from that program get promoted into the office of engineer. So that was fun. Housing First Phase 2 received their goal funding, and so we hope to be moving forward with them this spring. The only thing that I pretty much did with my mayor hat on was I spoke at the last two DARE graduations at Ock Bay and Mendenhall River School. along with Paul Kelly from the school district and Officer Friedman. So, but that's pretty much what I have done these last few weeks. So we'll start down there with you, Mr. Bryson.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I have no reports. I did not conduct any assembly business. I did, however, participate in the Blueprint Downtown tour on Saturday. It's a great tour. I saw some of my co-assembly members there, and it was a gorgeous day, albeit a little cold. So, but I again hunkered down with the family, and that is all.
Thank you, Mr. Bryson. Ms. Hale.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I also hunkered down and actually was downright lazy for quite a bit of time, and I needed it. I happen to be liaison to the Juneau Commission on Sustainability, and that is a very busy and hardworking group, and so they met at a work session on the 26th of December.
Wow.
And then they had a meeting on the 2nd of January. So I was at both of those. We talked about the airport lead exemption, airport manager Watto and engineering are working on the sort of the justification for that, but also describing what they are doing that satisfies many lead requirements. Anyway, they're working back and forth with JCOS. JCOS will make a recommendation to the city manager. The city manager will bring that to the assembly. So we'll see more about that. We also have talked about sustainability. I had a really good that came up. The sustainability goals came up with JCOS, the goals that we, the assembly, set. I had a good conversation on several subjects with Mike Vigue, and that was one of them. I'll be meeting with city manager Mr. Watt. I had a meeting with Alec Mesdag with the ALMP, and I also met with Sue Douglas on senior housing. And the went on the very cold Blueprint Downtown walking tour, I agree, but really quite interesting with lots of really good conversation and ideas, different ideas floated by different people there. I don't know, I think there were about 50 people there.
Yeah,
yeah, it was great.
Good. Thank you, Ms. Hale. Ms. Treem.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I did attend a Travel Juneau meeting since our last regular assembly meeting. Travel Juneau has been working alongside the Alaska Committee to put together the legislative welcome reception that's next Wednesday that we will all be at. And they are continuing to take an active part in planning the 2019 ATIA convention and participating in the Blueprint Downtown process. I saw Liz Perry on the cold Saturday walk, which was really nice opportunity to get out in the sunshine. And I also had a lovely and relaxing break from assembly work. I got read two whole books for pleasure. It was delightful.
Thank you, Ms. Treem. Mr. Edwardson.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. On January 4th, I attended an Eagle Crest board meeting. I'll just go over some of the highlights, and I don't want to go into depth because I think they're going to ask for some time to update the assembly on certain things. But the snowmakers are in full force. They actually opened earlier than they had been able to in times past because of the snow machine at key points, key points on the slope. And a good deal of the discussion was about summer revenue ideas, and that's the thunder that I don't want to steal. So that's it for the Eagle Crest Board. There have been no LEPC or Airport Board meetings since our last regular meeting. The Human Resources Committee met just before this meeting, and the Human Resource Committee recommends that the Assembly appoint Rhonda Guest and Glenn Ojard to the ART panel. ART panel for the airport project, beginning immediately and ending July 31st of 2019.
Okay, any objections to either of these appointments? Seeing and hearing none, so moved.
The Human Resource Committee also recommended that the Assembly appoint Charles Kidd to the Historic Resources Advisory Committee for a term beginning immediately and expiring June 30th, 2020.
Any objections to this appointment? Seeing and hearing none, He is appointed.
And that is my report. Thank you.
Looks like, thank you, Mr. Eberson. Looks like Ms. Treem remembered something.
I forgot something. I'm supposed to remind you all to take the Destination Next survey that Rory emailed a while ago, but I think I will ask Liz Perry to resend that email so that we can all take that survey.
Thank you. Okay. Destination. Moving on to Mr. Jones.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Public Works and Facilities Committee did not meet during the break. Their next meeting is Monday, January 14th. The Child Care Committee also did not meet. Their next meeting is this Friday, January 11th, which we will hear from five or six invited persons in the community to talk to the committee and answer questions related to issues around child care for the businesses. The school district board, the school board did not meet. They are meeting tomorrow at Thunder Mountain High School. They have a work session starting at 4:30 that, depending on which agenda I saw, is strictly an executive session. They're going to be talking about hiring their superintendent or not. The regular session starts at 6 tomorrow night. The DBA has not met since our last meeting. They are meeting tomorrow from 8:30 to noon. It's a joint business meeting and a retreat. It's at JEDC. If anybody wants to attend. I also went to the Saturday walk for the downtown blueprint. Just want to let you know that on Saturday the 12th from 1 to 2:30 is a second tour. They will be talking about vehicles, parking, pedestrian experience, meeting at Heritage Coffee at 1 o'clock. On the 19th, they're doing a cultural identity, sustainability, and environment. They're going to meet at the Jack and end at Sacred Grounds Coffee. So those next two Saturdays will be walks around with the steering committee for the downtown blueprint. I too had an enjoyable break. It was very cold in Albuquerque. Temperatures there were colder than Juneau, where you were having 1.7 inches of rain on January 1st. We were snowed. They had 3 inches of basically shut down Albuquerque. The city canceled all. They closed the city on the 2nd of January. Wow. Nobody went to work. My grandchildren said, please bring, take your Alaska weather home with you. I think I did that since it's in the 40s in Albuquerque and it's snowing here. So my grandkids think I have a lot of power, which is nice at times. The only other thing that I would bring up, and I don't know how many of you noticed it, but the Local Boundary Commission put out their annual report. And in there, they talked about the Chatham Straits Glacier Bay Burl formation. And I didn't read much of it, but I did send an email to the attorney and assistant manager about where we were on ours and whether there would be any conflict if they got in ahead of us and where we were at. I got a report back that they were working on it and they were hoping that we would get our annexation in. And some of the new members may not be aware of the conversations that we had, but we did ask the city to move forward, but I don't think we've submitted anything to the Local Boundary Commission. So I just wanted to bring that up as an issue that I know maybe there's some public is interested, but I didn't want us to get in any conflict like we had with Petersburg and if we're going to move forward or not. With that, I guess that's my report.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Jones. Mr. Keel.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Assembly report.
Well, I guess it must be. The campus council has not met since our last meeting. It meets this coming Monday, the 14th, which is the beginning of, even though Mr. Jones has brought Albuquerque weather here, spring semester. The beginning of spring semester classes on the 14th. The finance committee will next meet on Wednesday. That's January 9. We almost had a really short agenda, just digging into the city's internal investment code and some potential revisions there. But I did have a couple of members approach and ask to add discussion of potential funding options for New Jack to that agenda. So we will have that conversation on Wednesday night. And just as a heads up, staff is preparing, although I won't be chairing finance when it comes to us, preparing some materials to get the assembly back into conversations about water sewer utility rates. So be aware that those are on the a forthcoming agenda, something that the assembly will need to grapple with. let's see. On December the 20th, I had the opportunity to attend Mr. Chris Wan's sociology class at Thunder Mountain High School, where they took their semester-end projects and had a sociology colloquium. And Bridget Weiss, the acting superintendent, was there as well. Fascinating projects, really interesting work by those high school students. I only got to hear about a quarter of their abstracts because the fire alarm went off partway through. But here's a remarkable one. We're standing out there in the snow, shivering in the cold, and I started going up to students, and they could still do most of their presentations without their materials in front of them. They really knew the research they had done. It was a very impressive group. And anytime you get the chance to attend something that they're doing at the high school, I encourage you to say yes to the invitation. Let's see, on the 22nd, there was a very successful fundraiser the Juneau Shooting Sports Foundation held for some of the youth shooting sports teams held at Juneau Mercantile and Armory. And then jumping forward past the holidays, this morning, the Blood Bank of Alaska took its first donations at its new Juneau location. It's up on the second floor of the Jordan Creek Mall. I didn't make it there this morning, but around lunchtime I went and gave a unit and was joined by one of the esteemed members of the Fourth Estate who also gave the gift of life to others. So I encourage everyone to make an appointment, or if you're willing to risk it, go walk in and do what you can to donate there. Finally, Ms. Treem mentioned the Welcome to Juneau reception coming up. I believe that's a week and a half, the 16th. Thank you. I knew Ms. McEwen would have it. 16th, 5 p.m. at Centennial Hall. I encourage all of you and anyone listening to go. Help us welcome the legislature to the capital city. Get to know some of the legislators, get to know some of the staff who are in their capital from out of town. Anything we can do to make them feel welcome and to make the challenges of living someplace that isn't home for most of them for 4 months or so, anything we can do to make that easier makes us a better capital city for all Alaskans. So thank you, Madam Mayor. That's my report.
Thank you, Mr. Gill. Ms. Becker.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I, like many, spent a lot of the time resting. But I found there were a couple things that I actually did beyond eating and reading books. But anyway, LANS has not had a meeting since December 10th. Our next meeting is the 14th, which is next Monday, 5 o'clock. At that meeting, Mr. Cheney is going to give an overview on our gravel pits and quarries. Do not let that discourage anyone from coming. I didn't say a word when he told me that. Now, I found that the new members on our lands committee they've been very interested in these topics that we don't normally discuss. It's good to know these things. We're going to talk at the next meeting also about setting tracks so that we can get a Nordic track trail if there's snow up there. I have mixed feelings. I want there to be snow so we can get that and so people can ski, but I want it to skip down here. And I just haven't figured out how we do that yet. But, you know, we are the assembly. We have authority, right? Yeah, right.
Talk to Mr. Jones about the weather.
Yeah, right. There'll be a four-lot land sale at Lena. It didn't happen earlier because there were an eagle nest, and it was an active eagle nest, so they had to go away. Now they're gone, so we can sell land. And a land and resource specialist will be joining the lands department, Roxy Duckworth, and we'll meet her on this next meeting. Alaska Committee, I guess we all get to say that the legislative reception is on the 16th, starting at 5. I can say that the hangar is doing the catering. That might, that's something new, right? Something you might not know. And then the chamber's having a board retreat on the 22nd of this month at 8 o'clock in the morning at KTOO. And that's all, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Ms. Becker. Ms. Glashevsky.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Like everyone, I joined some downtime. Looking forward to the discussion on the gravel pits and skiing at the gravel pits. Is that?
No, skiing is at the... Oh, come on. Did I say that?
No, I just was a little confused. I mean, good.
I've been resting a lot. I don't know.
And the COW has not met since we last met, but we do meet next Monday at 6 p.m. That's all.
All right. Thank you. Any other little remembrance since we've had a little break? So... And just to remind everybody that we'll see all of us at 7 a.m. on Thursday for our breakfast.
Next Thursday.
Yes, next Thursday. Yes, thank you. So, didn't want to confuse anybody. Okay, we have no presiding officer reports, so we will move to continuation of public participation on non-agenda items. All right, seeing and hearing none. Ms. Glashevsky, you want to move us to executive session?
Should we let
Jesse
do it one last time?
Yes. Okay, never mind. Ms. Glashevsky, that's a good point. Ms. Keel.
Mr. Keel,
sorry.
Oh, good. Thank you. Mr. Keel.
Mr. Keel, would you move us to executive session one more time?
I appreciate the compliment. Thank you, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, I move that the Assembly recess into executive session to discuss two matters which by law may be kept confidential, specifically the Assembly's quasi-judicial consideration of Harris Homes LLC versus Community Development Department and the CLIA litigation strategy discussion.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Keel. And let's come back at 10 till.
Is it doesn't want us to go into executive session.
Seeing and hearing none, we'll come back at 10 till. Thank you.
Yeah, it was just-